It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 494. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. I have one voicemail that I'm going to get to in a couple minutes. And you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow. Facebook, two ways to follow me, facebook.com/MikeTechShow and /MikeNationNet. We got the wiki at mtswiki.com. Tonight's show is brought to you by Instant House Call. That is the service that I use for all of my retainer clients, and not just my retainer clients, but clients that I need to help in a pinch where I need a way to remote in. Being snowed in yesterday, although we didn't get the foot of snow that I would have liked because I canceled and rearranged my schedule for Monday, and I was planning on doing a podcast, and I was kind of embracing the snow, the Snowmageddon, the snowpocalypse that we live in the Northeast Corridor here. I'm beginning to accept and embrace this insane winter. And as we prepare for a foot of snow, we get an inch. So I'd already postponed a client to the following Monday. So I had three clients yesterday. I kid you not, 2 hours I spent with each client, none of them retainers, and helped them remotely. And it was Instant House Call that I used to connect into each one of those clients. And one of them, I was preparing them for moving from one old notebook to a new one, and they're a financial advisor. So I have very special procedures. I got to be very careful how I back up everything. Everything has to be encrypted as I then copy it to their external drive. Another client is a client of a listener in Florida. And because he listens to the Mike Tech Show, he installed Instant House Call on that user system. I learned something, a great trick. Since he already had Instant House Call, I was able to have him select other and go add my email. So now he has a drop down of both of us, of his main support and then me as secondary support, while I was helping him on very specific email problems. And I helped him for time. And then, of course, later on, I was battling a ton of infections on a client's computer, and I had to remotely run CombiFix and JRT and Adware Remover, the whole gambit, all the programs we talk about, and he is now up and running beautifully. And it was all Instant House Call. You can try it free for 15 days by just visiting miketechshow.com. On the left-hand side, there's a banner. Click on that, and then enter Mike Tech Show, one word, for the promo, and you'll get to kick the tires for 15 days. Now, tonight's a special show. I'm still doing my regular show Thursday night. It's Tuesday evening. It is March 4th, and I have finalized the venue for show 500. Now, we're hoping, we're keeping our fingers crossed that it's also going to be a Tech Vets meetup. We're hoping for that. But definitely show 500 for the Mike Tech Show. And this venue can hold a ton of people, so we can adapt. But I need your help. I need a count. And the venue is the Holiday Inn Fort Washington. And that's the Holiday Inn Hotel and Conference Center. And it's www.fwholiday.com. That'll be the first link in the show notes tonight. Book your room. it's only $99 a night. And if you have AAA, I think it's like $89. So book your room. That is the venue. I intend to begin at 11 a.m. I'm going to be there earlier setting up. And as a treat, everybody who's there, I am popping for a really nice catered buffet lunch. It's going to be really nice. Going to have cold cuts and rolls and dessert. And it's going to be very, very nice. And that will begin approximately at 1 o'clock. I want to begin the show recording at 2. So come, just mingle and have fun. Come as early as you can. Hopefully you can get there at 11 a.m. You know, have some coffee with us and chat and say hello and mingle with other Mike Tech Show listeners and Tech Vets listeners. Meet us. It's going to be great. It's Saturday, March 22nd. So Saturday, March 22nd, Holiday Inn, Fort Washington, 11 a.m. Be there. And if you are getting in Friday night or Friday, let me know. Because I have a sneaking suspicion there might be a late Friday night cheesesteak rendezvous in South Philly. So certainly let me know if you're staying there so we can get together Friday night. And I guarantee you anybody staying Saturday night will find a way to meet for breakfast on Sunday morning. There's lots of places, including the hotel right there. Lots of fun. A great weekend of tech and food and beverage. There's a great bar at the location. So for after the show's done, I'm sure we can move it into the bar next door. A lot of fun. Please do whatever you can. If you are in any kind of driving distance from this, make an effort to come. It's going to be great. Say hello. Have a good time. We get to meet face to face. I enjoy this so much, and I want to meet as many of you as I can. I'm glad to be able to finalize everything. This is going to be a great time, so look forward to seeing you there. Let's start out with this voicemail from Kevin, who's relying in the chat.
Hello, Mike. This is Kevin, otherwise known as Reliant, in the chat room. And you were saying earlier, one of a couple of shows ago, about how you were having problems with tweaking.com. I would like you and everybody else in the room who's listening to revisit Ultra Virus Killer. Now, Ultra Virus Killer is an all-in-one tool that lets you just run it as a portable. And then you could tell it to do anything that needs repaired on a computer, just like tweaking.com does. The only difference is that it's more expanded. The owners of Ultra Virus Killer have really stepped up the program to make it a complete, workable computer repair tool. I invite everybody to go and visit it at ultraviruskiller.com and take a look at it. It's free. The paid versions offer things like logo branding and stuff like that. But, I mean, you don't really need all that. I mean, if you got the money, fine, go ahead. If you don't, the free version will work just as well. So, please give Ultra Virus Killer another try. Download the latest version. I think you'd be pleased with the results, Mike. Talk to you later. Bye.
I know several of you have mentioned Ultra Virus Killer, UVK. And I've linked that a long time ago. I have never tried it. So I will give that a try. Kevin, thank you very, very much. This is from Robert. I want to catch up on some email here. I feel your pain about the snow. I live in Kansas, and we have had around 26 inches of snow this winter, and our roads are a mess. We had 8 inches and another 5 inches on top of it. Highs for almost a week were in the single digits and lows were between 0 and -5. Let me tell you, we're in single digits this week. We usually get around 12 to 15 inches of snow a year around here, so I feel your pain and I'm ready for spring. One day it was in the 60s, the next day it was in the teens. Enjoy your vacation, you deserve it. Thank you. I had a great time, as you know, on my vacation, so I can't wait until it's spring. I know a lot of us here are tired of the harsh winter. Hi, Mike. I am Austin from India, and I am totally blind. I am a new listener of the Mike Tech Show, and I'm very happy that you answer questions of even screen readers for the visually challenged on your show. And you are the only tech show that I have listened to do it. And I want to recommend a free and the best screen reader to all your visually challenged listeners. It's called Non-Visual Desktop Access, so NVDA. And to download it, just go to www.nvaccess.org. Mike, I also have a question. I have a server running Windows Server 2008 R2, which I have to manage for my client now, and the owner of the office wants to do is let people who use the server also have access to only one scanner. They use the server using an end computing device and a thin client. They have a common IR2420 copier, scanner, and printer all in one, which is network enabled and connected to the network. So I installed the scanner driver, including Microsoft Office document scanning and Canon Scan Gear tool. The Scan Gear tool can detect the scanner and configure it properly, but when I open Microsoft Office document scanning and click on scan, I get an error. A compatible scanner was not found. Please install a scanner. Mike, I don't know what to do to get this working, so you can please talk about this. Thanks for all your great contributions, podcast for the tech world. Really love listening to the Mike Tech Show. Keep up the good work. Sorry for the long email. No apologies here. I think you have to set a default scanner in the settings, and I'm not sure where you do that. So take a look and just make sure that you've configured and that you've set a particular scanner as your default scanner, and that may take care of that problem. This is from Terry, and it's about the Microsoft Safety Scanner. And this was in response to someone asking, what is that? Well, Terry from Arizona, you wanted some feedback about the Microsoft Safety Scanner? In the past, I thought I had used this product by making a bootable CD of it. I wasn't sure if that was the same product or not. I remember that too. But now I think the product you can make a bootable CD is not Windows Defender offline. Yesterday, I had a client's laptop that had one of those fake antivirus or system repair viruses. The malware would not even let me do anything, not even open a command prompt. I used one of my computers to make a bootable CD with the Windows Defender offline. I booted with the CD on the infected computer, and it removed the malware. Then I was able to install Malwarebytes, did a full scan, found almost 500 files and registry entries to remove. I then downloaded Microsoft Safety Scanner and did a full scan and found nothing. I was impressed that the Windows Defender offline removed the main culprit. I had seen that malware before, and it took a bit of effort to remove it manually before I could use Malwarebytes. Terry, thanks for the feedback, and I have never used the Windows Defender offline. Good feedback. It's always good to have more tools in our arsenal as we fight the infections. This is a video encoding software, and this is from Udo from Germany. Regular listener. Hi, Mike. Hope you had a good time on your vacation. In episode 492, you mentioned a video encoding software that you bought for a lot of money, in my opinion, because you get very good, if not the best, H.264 MP4 encoder tools for free. I would like to introduce two of them. Handbrake, which is www.handbrake.fr. Handbrake is for the Mac and PC and is very easy to use. It uses the open source encoder X264, which is one of the best H.264 encoders out there. It can grab DVDs, add chapters, has a lot of preset for all the iPods, iPhones, etc. This is the perfect tool if you want it good, quick, and easy. All right. Then we got MeGUI. MeGUI is a Windows app. It offers total control about everything in the encoding process. If you have the time to, if you have the time and know what you're doing, this is a weapon of choice. If you want to encode H.264 and even H.265 in the developer version files, nobody would spend money on such a tool. So check them out. If you have any questions about video encoding, just send me an email. Udo, thank you so much. This is from Michael Murray, and his favorite encoder, and it's free, is freemake.com. And that's the free video converter. This is from Harry, and it's interesting. We covered this on a past Tech Vets, and it's Unchecky. And he says, say goodbye to bundled adware. I'm not sure if you or any of your listeners have come across this little program before, but I have got to say, in my opinion, it really is a great piece of software. It's called Unchecky. And what it does is uncheck tick boxes for bundled adware when you're installing a program. Most of the time, it just skips it automatically so the user won't even see the checkboxes and can just install the software they intended without any of the nasty surprises. I'm not sure if it is 100% effective for every installer. However, I have carried out a lot of testing and it has not yet let me down. I estimate that Unchecky will prevent over 80% of the bundled adware infections. Don't take my word for it. I urge everybody to try this for themselves and form their own opinion. I, however, am strongly considering installing this on all my customers' PCs. I must also mention that Unchecky is completely free and updates automatically, so you can install and forget it. Love the shows as always, Harry. Harry, thank you so much for that endorsement of Unchecky. This is from Michael. I just finished watching show 493. Unfortunately, I'm not surprised to hear your experiences calling support. Having worked in a call center for a major computer manufacturer, there are several factors that work against the consumer. First off, there are some agents that are only there to collect a paycheck while providing the minimum support possible. And there are agents that are so inexperienced in IT that they barely know how to use extremely basic functions of the products they are supporting. Secondly, a company places limitations on the amount of support, level of support, and call duration that makes it nearly impossible for the customer to completely resolve their issues on a single call with a single representative. After being placed under the restrictions of the company and having to clean up messes and other agents have caused, including unnecessarily wiping entire hard drives, I ended up developing severe anxiety. Since I have left that environment and started providing support on my own, my clients are extremely happy, and I am no longer on anti-anxiety meds. Now, on to my question. I was contacted by a nonprofit recently that is looking to build a support knowledge base for their employees. Unfortunately, I am not a coder and have extremely limited web design capabilities. Do you have any suggestions on how to create a knowledge base given the lack of design expertise and a minuscule budget? I have started to look at Drupal and feel somewhat intimidated with the mention of PHP, SQL type database, and Apache, as I have no experience with any of them. I love the show and have to continue to put your suggestions into practice and love the dedication you put into it. Michael Irwin from Indiana. Here you go. This is great. Tried Instant House Call for the first time last week since Log Me In is no longer an option for me and love it. I'm going to suggest it for the nonprofit that they look into switching from Log Me In to Instant House Call. Thank you so much. So Michael's, look, we need a knowledge base. What's out there? There's got to be some really good free applications that we can build a knowledge base to be able to search for resolutions. Now, I'm going to give you mine. Right now, I keep a separate notebook in Evernote for each of my clients. And in there, I put all the resolutions for all the big problems that I run into, and I put all the pertinent information for each of my clients, so I have a single source that I can search to get, to fix IE, I had this link, this link, this link. It's my poor man's knowledge base, and that's Evernote. That's one of my uses for it. What do you use for your knowledge base of pulling up information? Share that with me, and I will let everybody know on a future show. Here we go. Last email. Customer service. I'm a regular listener of the Mike Tech Show and Tech Vets. You were talking in show 493 about customer service. Customer service is at an all-time low. I think businesses care more about getting the customer's money than anything else. I work at a place that repairs computers. I had a client come in the other day and brought her AT&T modem, her router, and computer, and was upset because she could not get on the internet. I explained to her I could check only to see if I could access her router and see if we could connect to the internet through our ISP. I hooked up her router and was able to access the router page. And I connected her computer to our internet, and it worked just fine. No problems. I could not test her DSL modem because we have Cox as our ISP. She said she called AT&T, and she was told they could not help her. I told her that since she is paying AT&T money for internet service, to call them back, demand to talk to a supervisor, and tell them to either send someone out to fix her problem or pull the plug. I remember back when I had AT&T and my internet went down. I spent 50 minutes with a moron on the phone telling me over and over to do the same thing, and then had the nerve to tell me that I did not know what an Ethernet cable was. I finally told him I was sick of his attitude and let me talk to someone else. The other person had me boot Windows into safe mode with networking, run a command line utility, and in 5 minutes I was back up on the internet. We had another issue where our computer department sold a customer a display model gateway all-in-one. The policy is when we sell a display model, the customer is supposed to leave it with the computer in the computer repair area. We are supposed to reset it back to the factory defaults and verify that it is fully functional. The customer brought it back the next day because they could not get the USB keyboard and mouse to work. And the username that we put on the computer for the display was still on there. So we did a factory restore on it, hoping that we would fix the problem with the USB ports, because we could not get any keyboard or mouse to work. That did not fix the issue. I told the client how sorry I was for what happened, and it was unacceptable that they were sold a computer that did not work. So our manager gave them their money back, and we lost a customer. Should never have lost a customer because you gave them their money back. To me, that would be a customer you're going to keep, because that was very good customer service. Yes, you made a mistake, but you made up for it. So that actually should have turned out to a positive thing. They should have actually said, hey, let me look at a non-display model and buy a brand new computer. I agree with you 100%. Good customer service is a must. I always strive to do my best to make sure the client's computer is working properly when I am done with it. If I am the one who checks it out, when the customer picks it up, I hook up the computer and turn it on to verify it's working to their satisfaction. I don't just hand it back to them and hope it works when they get home. Thanks for the great show. This is Robert. Robert, thank you very much for sharing your customer service, customer support stories. I appreciate that. You always want to do your best. Take care of your customer, because that's where you're going to get more business. They're the ones that's going to tell a friend, tell someone they know, And it's that word of mouth that you just can't buy that kind of referrals and advertising. Word of mouth is the best. And you just can't pay for that. It's amazing. If you take care of someone and they spread the word, that's how you grow your business. And that's one of the fundamental ways of doing it. Just take care of everybody. Make sure your customer's happy. Do to others how you want to be treated when you call customer service. You don't want to run around. That's the bottom line here. That's it for this Tuesday night show. I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed. Remember, use my Amazon link for all of your Amazon purchases, whether it's you, friend, family, share the link. It's amazon.mikenation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to help the Mike Tech Show and support the show. And I want to thank you all for listening and supporting the show, and hope to see a lot of you for the Show 500 meetup in Fort Washington, March 22nd at the Fort Washington Holiday Inn. Please send me an email at miketechshow@gmail.com to let me know if you're coming and how many are coming. I was asked, are spouses welcome? Of course they are. Do what you can to attend and let me know. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you in a couple nights. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.